Long ago in Nazareth, a girl called Mary was visited by an angel delighted to tell her she would be the mother of God's son, Cynthia. It doesn't matter. It's included. Where's the angel delight, mate? There you go. Just what Cynthia's always wanted. Come on down and get your angel delight. You can take it to her. That's fine. To tell her she would be the mother of God's son. But Mary was afraid. Having a baby was going to mess up her life. For one thing, she wasn't yet married. To have a baby now would be a topic of conversation in the village. I saw Alan, Sam's going to get that one. Sam, can you see the topic? You wouldn't believe how difficult it was to find a topic this week. And then there was her fiancé, Joseph. When he heard about it, he was really upset. And then an angel appeared to him in a dream and whispered in his ear that the baby was God's idea. We've got a whisper. There we go. Oh, who's James? James, very keen to get that. Wonderful. Okay, so what have we got to? So seeing as they were a couple of love hearts, they decided to go ahead with the wedding. Young man, you get the love hearts, okay? Here we go. Come and get the love hearts, okay? There you go. They're all yours. Is that okay? There you go. Wonderful. Okay. Fantastic. Oh, yeah, it's exciting, isn't it? So you haven't got any yet, Steve, so I wouldn't be that excited if I were you. They decided to go ahead with the wedding. Before the baby arrived, however, things got even messier. Ooh. The Romans made Mary and Joseph go on a long journey all the way to Bethlehem to be counted. It was miles away, and doing that journey by donkey was certainly no picnic. I reckon this young man here, yes, go on. Have you got the picnic? Where's the picnic? There's the picnic. Which one? Yes, that young man there. Wonderful. Very good. Eventually, they made it. But when Joseph tried to find lodgings, club after club let them down. No room, they all said. Oh dear, okay, hang on a minute. I've got a solution to that. Hang on. We don't want any tears before Christmas, do we? So there's that one. There's one for that young lady over there. You give that one to that young lady over here. And this one's for Val, the birthday girl. There you go. If you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, join our... Yay, well done, fantastic. Okay, oh, well done, Steve, we're doing well, we're getting there. The only place they found to stay was a messy old stable filled with farm animals, cows and sheep and goats and a donkey, and even a little Kit Kat. Oh, that young man's already had one there. I reckon Frieda. I saw Frieda's hand first. Okay, yeah, Frieda. There you go. But that's where the baby was born, and his parents named him Jesus, the messy Messiah. Since they had no cot, they laid him in a messy feeding trough lined with hay. Mary wrapped the little child in strips of cloths, for in those days there was no such thing as baby grows with poppers and buttons. Yeah, I couldn't find the poppers, so we've got a picnic instead. Who wants to do John? John, little child at the back, and the other one was. Would anybody know what the other one was? Buttons. Okay. Do you know these used to be my favourites? It's Becky. Becky's got the buttons. Watch your heads. Well done. Fantastic. Oh, good. We've still got quite a lot of chocolates to go, haven't we? That night in the hills, it was getting late. In fact, it was after 8. There we go. I reckon that's an Eric one. I reckon that's for Eric. There you go, for Eric. Wonderful. And some messy shepherds were sleeping rough in the fields with their sheep. Suddenly, they saw a flight of angels lighting up the sky. Heavenly minstrels singing. Glory to God in the highest. We need. Oh, there's a young man over there. Go on, and that's it. Wonderful. There we go. And you can share those as well, can't you? Because there's quite a lot of them. The angels told the shepherds to go and search for the special baby lying in a manger in Bethlehem. So they went and found Joseph and Mary and the baby Jesus just as they'd been told. They were shocked. Well, look shocked. They were shocked. This is the all join in service. They were shocked. Fantastic. Well done. You see, I'm getting into it now, so we're hamming it up a bit. It was all smelly and ticky-tacky. Okay, have we got somebody? There we go, for Emerald, I think. I think Emerald had a hand up, so. Emerald. Wonderful. Could this just be, as the prophets had said long ago, was this really God's messy Messiah, the Lion of Judah? Feeling happy. Arkel, over there. Wonderful. Feeling happy, the shepherds went back to the hill singing praise to God as they went. Meanwhile, there were three wise men, Persian or maybe Turkish, delighting in astronomy. Alan, definitely. One night, they were busy looking up at the galaxy. There you go. You can share it, that's fine. Wonderful. Gazing at all the magic stars. Magic stars, where are the magic stars? There you go, Steve. Sean over there, I think. We'll give those to Sean. There you go, mate. Wonderful. You're going to have to be busy here, Steve, okay? When suddenly they saw a bright light in the Milky Way. Somebody over here. Somebody got a hand up? We got anybody with a hand up? Who's got a hand up? Oh, you already had one, Naomi, haven't you? No, Naomi. Naomi hasn't had one, so she was looking. Naomi. Wonderful. It was a special star bar. I know. Showing that a new king had been born. I bet I couldn't find a star bar. No, I didn't think I could. Some of these things aren't made anymore. Will a flake do? Oh, I've just given one away. Who's that for? Who's going to put their hand up? Somebody got their hand up? Anybody want to? Oh, there you go, Helen. Well done. Wonderful. We're getting towards the end. Okay, you're looking a bit weary now. You're looking a bit chocolated out. So you're just waiting to see what else I can get in, haven't you? They followed the star all the way to Israel, and there, quite naturally, they headed for the King Herod's palace, where they weren't afraid to hobnob with royalty. Who fancies the hobnobs? Oh, that young man there fancies a hobnob. There you go, he's hidden with his mum. On account of the mum, his mum forced his hand up in the air. She fancies a hobnob. At first, Herod didn't believe them and called them all teasers. All teasers. Wonderful. Vera. Vera's getting them all teasers. But then his twisted mind began to worry that they may be right. So he sent for his leading priests and Bible scholars. Real smarties they were. Jeremy. Yep, Jeremy. Wonderful. And you missed one, actually. You missed it. You missed Twisteds. You missed Twisteds. So Steve gets those. Steve gets the Twisteds. Wonderful. There you go, Steve. You've got a chocolate bar at last. We're almost there. The wise men traveled until they reached the place where the light from the star burst right over the place where baby Jesus lay. That was Elizabeth. Elizabeth's already had one, so. Where's the? I couldn't find a starburst either, so. Here we go. What have we got? Elizabeth James. There you go. Okay. Give it to Elizabeth and she can. Have you had one, Elizabeth? No, there you go. Wonderful. Okay. What a surprise they got. He wasn't in a nice, clean palace, but a messy old stable. They didn't mind the mess, though they just wanted to see Jesus. So they went in, knelt down at the cradle, and gave their bountiful gifts of myrrh. I think that's Michael, actually. I think I saw Michael with his hand up. Oh, are they? Oh, I'm glad that we've actually, you know, met your need. Gold and myrrh and frankincense and whispering. No. Hear my whisper gold. Oh. There's a whisper gold here somewhere, I know, because I've got one. There it is. Well done. Fantastic. Who wants the whisper gold? Anybody fancy a whisper gold? Oh, okay. Jill, little child, gets the whisper gold. Then God warns the wise men in a dream that Herod was up to his old twicks again. Oh, okay, there we go. On the front row, Alison with a Y. Fantastic. Trying to kill the child. So they decided to fudge the issue and go home a different way. Geffen. Geffen gets the fudge bar. A finger of fudge is just enough to... Well done, fantastic. Now, that's the real Christmas story. It hasn't got much to do with reindeer, snowflakes, robins, or a baby in a spotless crib decorated with tinsel. It just wasn't like that. So we got, who fancies the flake, snowflakes? Actually, that's a really good idea because it ought to go to one of the snowflake generation, didn't it? So, fantastic. Let's give it to Mason. It's Mason's, that one. Mason. Mason Emmanuel. Fantastic. That's good. Jesus was born a messy Messiah, a threat to all the rich and powerful. Don't miss the meaning. He came to earth so that all sorts of people might know God's love for them. Anybody fancy licorice? Yes. Oh, Terry. Terry gets the licorice. Terry gets the licorice. Wonderful. Which one do you like the best? Which licorice all sort do you like the best? The blue ones, yeah, the blue ones are good. I like the blue ones. Okay, we've almost reached the end. Many people today are looking for true meaning and purpose in their lives, a boost in difficult times. There's the boost. Anybody want a boost? Who are we pointing at? Kath. Kath loves a boost. Jesus is the real McCoy. And even in this time of credit crunch, he is on our side. Did anybody get the McCoy? Okay, who got McCoy? Somebody get McCoy crisps? It's for the savory amongst us. You had something. Anybody who fancies the crunchy? Crunchy? Have you had one? Oh no, she's had one. Okay, so that's Sue Leakes. And you get the crisps, Steve? You get them, apparently. And there's one last one, okay. This is the messy Christmas story. And it's truly a cause for celebrations. Yay! Woo! They're for Sean's mum. Sean's mum over there. Wonderful. And it looks as if I missed one out because I've got a packet of raffles. Oh, I've got the Starburst. There's the Starburst. Who didn't get anything? Who hasn't had anything? Moira. Moira's getting... Do you want the Starburst or the Revels? Because apparently the wise men reveled in it. So there you go. She's getting the Revels. And you get this. Fantastic. Well done. Well, that was good, wasn't it? So a bit of culture and chocolate. What more could one ask for from an all-join-in service? But wait. There's more. We're going to sing together, Away in a Manger. It's Christmas. Let's stand and sing.